The other thing, too, I just want to let people know, this is the information that's there today. We know information has a tendency to change quickly. So the directives I'm giving you today is what was set up today. Another question that came up so often, emails I received, and I think Dr. Arbeck touched on it as well, because there is a preoccupation that's been coming up several times in my community that say, I'm going to sit still for a medical appointment. I comes back, I'm living with my spouse. Do we have to self-isolate? No, he doesn't have to. That's the information that was shared to me by Public Health. I would suggest that they do, but I'm just giving you the information that Public Health gave us. It's not obligatory for them to self-isolate. I'm going to keep you guys informed of any other changes, but like I said, when it comes down to the self-isolation and all that, I know that's a sensitive subject and people are nervous, people are scared. The directives I give you today is what was shared with me today, but like I said, that could change tomorrow. And I would also like to take this opportunity, Abigail, to thank all the population in my municipality. I know it's not an easy time. I know it's very difficult. I know having to distance ourselves from our family and all that is not easy, but I think we don't have any other choice if we want to survive this. And I want to thank everybody in relation to the COVID.
And we thank you as well, Wanda, for taking the time to share this with us and for working so hard on all of these files.
Thank you, Abigail.
And that was the mayor of Blaine-Sablon, Wanda Beaudoin, giving an update to the population on various files that she has been working on. This is Abigail Wellman for CFBS Radio, Blaine-Sablon.